Part 2, Donald Trump meets again with Kim Jong-un for more peace talks. By Charlie Spiring on February 27, 2019. President Donald Trump met again with Kim Jong-un in Hanoi, Vietnam, on Wednesday evening as the second round of peace talks begin. The two leaders met amid a sea of North Korean and American flags and shook hands amidst an explosion of camera shutters. Trump said he was optimistic about the results of the second round of talks. "I think they're going to be very successful. We look forward to it. We both do," Trump said. Kim said via translator that it was such a pleasure to meet with Trump again. The two leaders are meeting for dinner this evening, followed by more serious talks on Thursday. Kim thanked Trump via translator for the courageous decision to continue talks and appeared optimistic about the results. He noted that there were 261 days since they last met and appeared pleased that they could meet again despite a misunderstanding and hostility around the world about their peace talks. Kim said that painstaking efforts and a lot of patience were needed to move the process forward. "Here we are today, that gives us a hope that we will be successful this time," he said. Trump thanked Vietnam for welcoming the two leaders for the second summit. "They've really rolled out the red carpet, and they're very honored to have us, and it's great to be with you," Trump said. He said he felt the first summit was successful despite critics demanding quicker concrete actions from North Korea. "I'm satisfied, you're satisfied, we want to be happy with what we're doing. But I thought the first summit was a great success. And I think this one hopefully will be equal or greater than the first," he said. "We made a lot of progress, and I think the biggest progress was that our relationship really is a good one." Trump said that North Korea had tremendous economic potential depending on the success of the peace talks. "I think that you will have a tremendous future with your country, a great leader, and I look forward to watching it happen and helping it to happen, and we will help it to happen," he said.